This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Climate Corporation. If your fields could talk, what would they say? There's another push for the monarch. Several groups getting together now to maintain the numbers of the butterflies. I'll talk about it after this. On the upcoming This Week in Agribusiness, I sat down with Susan McIsaac, Discovery Science Lead for the Climate Corporation, to discuss how variable rate scripting tools in Climate Field View can help farmers maximize profitability.
It's really important to get that crop off to a good start, isn't it?
It is. All of those decisions that you make at planting really set you up for a successful harvest. And we also know fields can be really variable, so it's important to have a plan. It's important to make those decisions and set yourself up for success, and Climate Field View can help develop that plan.
Addressing that variability with a customized planting plan can really help profitability, can it not?
It can. We've shown that there's a yield benefit to using Climate's advanced seed scripting. In 2017, users who used advanced seed scripting saw a 5 bushel per acre yield gain versus farmers who were writing their own scripts.
To see the entire interview, make sure to catch This Week in Agribusiness. And to learn more, visit climate.com. This has been going on for a couple of years now. Agriculture organizations, and especially some of the crop protection chemical companies, pushing to boost the monarch butterfly numbers. But last week at Commodity Classic in California, there were several people talking with us about a new initiative. It's called Farmers for Monarchs. They call it an unprecedented united effort by farmers, ranchers, landowners, the ag industry, conservation groups, and others, trying to encourage and enable the voluntary expansion and the establishment of pollinator and conservation habitat for the monarchs. The Bee and Butterfly Habitat Fund Partnership Coordinator, that's a long title, isn't it? Peter Bertelson says this is a unique moment in time for pollinator health and populations. There are many factors impacting the declines in the monarch population, and loss of habitat is one of them. Peter says that's why farmers can make a huge difference by identifying the opportunities within their farm or ranch that can benefit and support the habitat of the monarch. It's kind of an interesting migration that takes place with those monarchs every year from the upper Midwest to Mexico to spend the winter. And then they come back up in the spring. They need milkweed plants. After traveling that distance of 3,000 miles, they need the milkweed in which to lay their eggs, as it's the only source of food that their young will eat. And the monarch butterflies face many challenges that have contributed to the significant decline in their overwintering. Some of it has been down on that end, down in Mexico. There's been the loss of breeding and food habitats along their migration route. There have been weather challenges. There have been predators and pathogens and parasites and less overwintering habitat in Mexico contributing to the story as well. I'll be back after this.